I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. I've heard the phrase déjà vu several times today, describing what's happening now in Iraq. Remember, one of the main U.S. objectives in Iraq was just to keep the country together, in spite of its sectarian divisions. But now American troops are gone, and it seems Iraq really is in danger of falling apart. The Sunni Islamist group that's already seized control of large chunks of the country is on the move. The Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, says it plans to take Baghdad next. One resident of the capital, Nouf Assi, told our colleagues at the BBC that people there are terrified.
The city of Baghdad turned into a ghost city. Everybody is prepared that in the next couple of hours, ISIS will be in the streets of Baghdad.
Up to now, the militants had focused on areas to the north of Baghdad. That's where correspondent Jane Araf is. We reached her earlier in Erbil, and she told me she had just spoken to people who were fleeing from Mosul, one of the cities overrun by the militants. Surprisingly, their comments were not all negative.
When I was talking to people there, some of them said that this wasn't necessarily a bad thing, that yes, these fighters had taken over, but one of them actually said, you know, the streets are clean now, we have water again, we didn't have water before. But of course, there are a lot of people who are terrified. It's been a really interesting strategy by these fighters. They took over the city after Iraqi security forces withdrew or deserted. It looks as if they were given orders to withdraw to avoid an even worse fate, and then went around reassuring everyone that they weren't there to harm them.
I'm surprised to hear that person say, at least streets are clean and we've got running water. I mean, things have to have been really bad for them to accept this as the payoff. I mean, people have been shot by ISIS in the last 48 hours.
This is the thing about Mosul, that it really depends what perspective you come from. And we have to remember that Mosul is kind of a microcosm of all of Iraq, because it has all of the different ethnic groups and all of the religious sects. And it's a city that's been divided between Kurdish security forces and Iraqi government security forces.
Did you say earlier, Jane, that some people who fled the fighting in Mosul have now arrived in Erbil but have been turned back?
They're allowed to come into Erbil, which, of course, is a city that's struggling with waves of refugees again, like most major cities in the Middle East now. They're allowed to come into Erbil only if they have a sponsor, somebody who will vouch for them, say, we will take care of them, we know them. Many families don't have that. And for that reason as well, families are actually going back to Mosul. They left for a couple of days. They called back to see what was happening. And when they were told that it was relatively quiet and people weren't being slaughtered in the streets yet anyway, they started to go back. So considerable numbers of them have actually returned to Mosul.
Jane, you covered some of the worst of the Iraq war in the 2000s. What's this moment like for you?
I can't begin to tell you how strange and unsettling and disturbing it is to actually go back to this point in time. It's the same landscape, but it's more than a decade later. And as you know, we're not just talking about the fate of a hugely important Iraqi city. We're talking about what happens next. Does Turkey get involved? Does Iran get involved?
You know, one country you did not mention as possibly getting involved is the U.S. And today, President Obama said the United States is prepared to take military action when its national security interests are at stake. He also said the U.S. is ready to send additional help to Iraq. Has anyone you've spoken with on the ground there called on the U.S. to get more involved?
No, they haven't. You know, there was a time a few years ago when the U.S. would have been seen as the answer to everything. Now it's pretty much, apart from the Iraqi government officials and Kurdish officials, by ordinary people, the U.S. is seen as the answer to pretty much nothing. They don't want U.S. involvement. U.S. involvement to most people here has led to nothing but grief. And if you take a look at what's on offer and what the Iraqi government is asking for, whether it's drone strikes from unmanned drones or more Hellfire missiles, none of that is really going to solve the essential problem here that has kept this country off balance for more than a decade, which is a large part of the population that feels like it doesn't belong to this country. This is such a dangerous time, and Iraq right now is in the worst possible position.
Correspondent Jane Araf, reporting from Iraq for Al Jazeera America and the Christian Science Monitor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.